Welcome to Anime Out of Context, a comedy review show hosted by a basement dweller who grew up scrounging terrible fan subs on sketchy websites prior to the convenience of modern streaming, alongside a willfully ignorant soul whose only knowledge of anime comes from the shows forced upon him here. This show will contain spoilers, incorrect information, and copious amounts of adult language. Our hosts are not experts on any topic, and everything they say should be taken with a grain of salt. Thank you for listening, and enjoy!
Hello and welcome to Anime Out of Context, the show where I attempt to explain the sometimes weird, sometimes wonderful, but always hilarious world of anime.
And I watch The Amazing World of Gumball solely for the plot.
Sean Rollins.
Look, if you're confused, hey, we have a Patreon. Listen to the pre-banter. Sean, what are we doing this week? What's going on?
Hey, Rem. Last 2 weeks, we did two anime from the same studio, and you weren't exactly thrilled with that studio.
Yeah, yes.
So, rather than going back to the same studio for a third week in a row, because as we all know, comedy comes in threes, I figured I would take us back to one of the most popular studios in the industry.
All right, all right. Because, yeah. As we all know, comedy may come in threes, but you're lucky if we come twice.
Are you trying to say we're hard to satisfy? Because I know that is not true.
I have never reached climax in my life.
Jesus Christ. Are you sure you're not projecting? Oh, God. Rem, do you remember Studio MAPPA? Does that ring any bells to you?
It sounds familiar, but I wouldn't be able to identify shit.
Well, we've covered quite a lot from it. Just a couple off the top of the head. Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen, Kakegurui. Banana Fish, Yuri on Ice.
Okay,
Saga, you know.
Just a lot.
Attack on Titan. You know,
fuck.
Same old. To be fair though, you've never seen any of Studio MAPPA's Attack on Titan.
Still.
I mean, they handled the later seasons from what I recall. You've only seen the original season, which was I think Cloverworks, I want to say. Point is, we've seen a lot from MAPPA, and, you know, it's good to come back to it just to try and get a nice, fresh look at something, you know, that promises quality. And so, Rem, I figured we would also tackle one of your other issues.
Oh boy. All right, what issue of mine are we covering?
It's twofold. First of all...
Hey, if it's financial insecurity, then I'll happily take all of your money, Sean.
You think I have money to give you?
All right, so what issue? What issue?
Your first what issue issues, is primarily with sports anime.
Oh, no.
And your second issue is with tennis specifically.
God damn it. All right, what tennis bullshit are we doing?
Well, hey, Rem, I figured out the perfect solution.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
All of the, like, sports anime and tennis anime we've covered so far, they've been full length.
So you found something short form.
That I'll hits be honest. Both of those.
And I'll be honest, if ever there was a solution, this would be it. Just that's... give me less.
See, that was my thought process. I figured to myself, well, Rem really hates tennis and people who play tennis. So how can I get them back on their side?
Hold on a minute.
He sees Wimbledon and he just goes into a rage.
Hey, I love me some Wimbledon. For example, recently at Wimbledon, they had a great pro wrestling show. So,
do they play tennis in the ring?
No, they did not.
Oh, unfortunate. I would watch that actually. Two wrestlers come out and then somebody sets up a net like as a gag and they have to play tennis and then once somebody gets a like I don't know what's a tennis term, a spike.
Yeah.
And then they just jump over the net and beat the shit out of each other. I'd watch that. That'd be great.
It wasn't Wimbledon. It was the other one that sounds exactly the same.
That narrows it down.
It's fine.
Well, either way, Rem, I figured that that would be a great solution, and maybe we'd finally get you something you'd enjoy. Because today, Remington, the anime we're going to be watching is simply titled TQ.
TQ, all right.
Or TQ, or TQ. Yeah, I think it's TQ. Basically, it's like an onomatopoeic sound, you know? Like, take cue and, like, you know, you hit the tennis ball, makes this kind of sound of tennis ball. I think that's the origin. That's my assumption.
Yeah, all right. So could you replicate the sound of a tennis ball using just that sound for me real quick?
Okay. All right. I can do that. Yep.
Just as accurately and authentically as possible.
Okay. Dylan, put a tennis ball sound effect in here, please. And there you go. Yeah, done. 100%.
Nailed it. Perfect. Love it.
Look, Ram, I don't know. I'm just making a... Because there's no explanation otherwise. There's no explanation.
I will say, out of all the ideas I think you've ever had, having me watch a short form instead might be one of your best ideas. A human.
Yeah, no, hey, I have good ideas sometimes. Okay, I just Googled it, because I forgot to do that before, because it's a short form series.
What? Jesus Christ!
You have one minimal effort job. For short form series, unless they're interesting.
Jesus.
It's a pun. It's a Japanese pun, because the Japanese word for tennis is teikyu, so teikyu.
No, but what's the pun, though?
No, that's it.
No, you can't be like, it's a pun, right? Because the word is tennis, but I call this teenus. Like, what? It's not enough.
Well, hey, maybe the show itself will be enough for you, Rem. Finally.
I noticed you're not answering my goddamn question.
Hey, Rem, you know, we don't need to worry about it. Look, like I said, it's a short form anime. I don't need to put in the full effort. I just need to make the funny goose and give you a setup.
How unapologetically lazy you are this episode.
Rem, we're about to go into the busiest month of the year for us. I need this.
we're just there. We're like, listen, lovely listeners. We're busy. You'll get content, all right? But hey, you know the sawdust rant, the sawdust trough from a few episodes ago? If you don't, go listen to that. But you know that one? Well, we set up a lovely trough for our listeners.
And
a little seasonal special in the months of September and October. Hey, we've mixed in some sawdust these months only. Get it? It's exclusive, limited time only.
Yeah, and this particular sawdust is teak.
Jesus Christ.
For those who are worried about the quality of the shows we're covering for the next month, don't worry. I've literally taken off a full week of my real world job in the month of September for me and Remington to solely focus on putting out episodes. So you're not going to get just sawdust. But for right now, Yo Dog, it's a short form anime about some girls playing tennis. And it is, you know, this is the best chance I think Remington has of enjoying a tennis themed anime.
I would agree.
There are quite a few out there, and it's by a very popular studio. So, I think without further ado, let's get straight into it. Let's go watch. You don't need to know plot at all. By the way, it's short form. You'll get it. Cool. You'll watch 2 minutes of it, and you'll be like, ah, so this is the show. But without further ado, let's go straight into it. Let's go watch some TQ or TQ. It might be TQ.
God damn it.
Either way. And we are back after watching 12 whole episodes of the 2012 short-form tennis comedy anime, TQ. And Remington, did this do the trick? Did a big-name studio finally cure your hatred of tennis and tennis-based anime?
Well, all right.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, this is a difficult episode because my brain has melted through my ears.
Oh, really?
And so I am finding... a way to communicate.
You should just scoop some of that up and stick it on back in. Shouldn't be too hard, should it?
Oh, of course. silly me. All right. Well, first of all, is it the best sports anime ever created? Maybe. Is it? Is it better than just about every sports anime we've covered? Oh, yes, certainly. And. Is it a fever dream mess told in 2 minute bursts? Certainly. 1,000,000% yes.
Oh man, you've just offended all of the Haikyuu fans again. How do you feel about that?
Fuck them.
Well, there goes those patrons. Sorry, gang.
What's fascinating about TQ
yep.
is that it hits a lot of similar beats that you would expect from a sports anime and a slice of life show, right?
Right.
Especially slice of life show.
Uh-huh.
The sports is secondary.
Yep, very much so.
But it does so just so rapidly. You know, I talked about how that show almost wanted to be short form, but it wasn't punchy enough.
Right.
Oh yeah. TQ is punchy enough. It's it shows up, will hit you with some whack ass shit a couple times and then leave. And then you'll be like, oh, okay,
yep.
Cool.
Would you believe me if I told you?
And then
you
if you're binging through it, that'll just happen 12 times.
It'll happen more than 12 times, my guy. There are 9 seasons. What, were you not expecting that?
That is substantial.
I mean, in total, that only kind of comes out to, like, maybe 10 episodes, so I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, weirdly, that's just altogether one season of any other anime.
Yeah, more or less.
But once again, it packs that punch, so it's more acceptable. What a wild journey. What a wild journey, because, you know, in this episode, you have four main characters, okay?
Okay.
So you have the straight woman of the group, the one who is the comedic foil to everybody.
Yep.
She likes tennis.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
She's the only one who knows how to play tennis.
That is correct, yes.
Then you have the pink lolly who is dumb as fuck.
Oh, yes. Supreme.
Then you have the blue-haired pervert.
Yep.
And then you have the brown-haired rich girl.
Yes.
And all of them, add to every single one of them, they're fucking deranged. They're... like, my descriptions of them, I cannot adequately describe how fucking bonkers it is. But I decided to do a little experiment, Sean.
Yeah.
And I asked you for help in this. I just asked you for a sports anime that's unlikely we'll ever cover.
Yep.
Right.
And I literally picked one at random from the lower half of Mal Sports Anime.
Because I thought my hypothesis was TQ is more or less taking a normal slice of life sports anime and just playing it on 10 times speed.
Oh.
While, like, understanding the dialogue and being blessed with at least that much. Sean, do you remember what you suggested to me when I asked you for assistance?
I picked the most cursed looking one I could find that I didn't want to have to watch myself, so I could spoil us ever having to cover it on the podcast. And it was a slice of life looking basketball anime called Rokubu that had one too many lollies for my taste. And that was one plus.
Yeah. So I decided I was going to
watch that on 10 times speed.
Rokubu on 10 times speed and let you know how that experience compared.
Okay.
So in a way, this is a double feature.
Oh, I see. I see. An anime that I know jack shit about. And yet.
Well, Sean, let me describe to you episode one.
Okay.
You
only watched the one episode on 10 times speed?
Okay. I technically would have had more time, but it required a lot of buffering, so I had to wait for it to, like, buffer and play the entire episode and struggle through it before then resetting and going through the beginning and then letting it go all the way through at 10 times speed and actually watching it.
Yep.
It ain't easy to watch things. Turns out, not a lot of video players are meant to
go
play things at 10 times speed. Rokubu, indeed, it seems very cursed. It seems quite cursed. It's about a bunch of lollies who, alright, so they're maids, but I don't know if that's just, like, something they were doing, like, as a one-off, or whether that's something that they do on an ongoing basis. I don't know the context.
I mean, it's an incredibly cursed fetish show, so it's a good...
Yes.
It could go either way.
A boy comes and is going to be their manager, more or less, and teaches them all how to play basketball. I think it's horny as fuck. I know that much. Though, I you know what makes it a lot easier to watch a terrible horny show? 10 times speed. The music being fucking erratic, the punchlines, and like the slapstick jokes, just being most of what I noticed, which interestingly in TQ, a lot of slapstick jokes, because that's one of the few things that remains on such a breakneck pace. And there's some hesitancy, but eventually, they decide, all right, cool. Sounds good. Let's go. And let's get better and kick ass. It was equally a fever dream to watch Rokubu on 10 times speed as it was to just watch TQ normally. Mm-hmm.
But there's actual intention behind TQ, whereas the other one, I'm not so certain.
Yes, yes. And TQ Boo, at least, I mean, no, fuck.
You're combining them. Oh, no.
TQ, it is comprehensible dialogue, whereas a show on 10 times speed
does not.
Very much doesn't. So it's like condensing it, playing it on 10 times speed, but actually like seeing through the matrix and understanding more of what's going on.
Yep.
Which I'll be honest, I think it's a decent experience. it could become a way that I just start watching shows, frankly.
No,
not
it's
all
not.
Of them.
No.
Not all of them. Not all of them. Certainly none that I give any of a shit about. But.
Okay.
who knows? Maybe for the next bland bitch isekai number 29. Right? Maybe I give it a go.
It's going to break the heart of whichever isekai that is, and there's undoubtedly a huge fan base for. You know that, right?
Fuck them. It was a wild experience. I think my hypothesis was confirmed. I think that's science.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
your sample you size thought, of one.
nailed it in one. If you've ever been watching a show and been like, you know, if only this was 10 times faster, which I know I've been there, then maybe TQ is for you. There's kidnapping. There's Colonel Sanders. There's yep. The Yakuza versus, I believe, the Mexican cartel.
Yep.
There's a gorilla.
Mm-hmm. It does kill them too. There's,
it does kill them. It does. I felt a little ow oni on that episode.
But they got better, so it's okay.
It's insane. I feel like I lost my mind, but I didn't find the experience unpleasant. Because even like as a short form, this was insanely fast paced. It's one of the single fastest paced shows we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, Rem, each episode has
if
an
you
intro
decide,
and credits.
Hey, I'm interested in watching TQ. Sounds like I might like it. Strap the fuck in, all right? Because if you blink, if you look away,
you'll miss everything.
For any amount of time, it does not matter. You're gonna be lost.
I mean, it seemed pretty straightforward to me, Rem. Like, I mean, the whole,
And there we go.
That's it? We're done? Podcast over?
I think so. Basically, this is what happens if you take you know, I have the perfect example. All right.
Okay.
This is what happens if you take like Love Live.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
And then you're like, all of them are Nico.
all of them
are Nico, and we're telling the story at 10 times speed.
All of them are Nico, except one is straight man, one is horny, one is rich, and the...
Yeah, like, they're different flavors of Nico, but they're all Nico.
They're all Nico. Oops, all Nico.
and so they're all just... There we go. It's oops, all Nico at 10 times speed.
I'm concerned.
And I'll be honest, yeah. From that description, you'll know whether or not this is for you.
But it had such...
Either you'll be like... Dear God, that sounds like the worst thing in the world, in which case you would probably feel that way. Or you're like, well, I gotta give it a try, and go for it.
Genuinely, like, if you wanted to give it a try, blink and it'll be over before you know it.
It's very accessible, I'll say that. It's so easy to jump in, watch a bunch, and then be done.
Yep.
I cannot say the same for Rokubu, which seems like an abomination of God and man.
That is correct.
Even in my short time with that, I could tell it was fucked and I didn't like it. Yeah. It seemed unpleasant.
Yeah, I mean, Rem, I saw the cover sheet and then the big old etchy tag next to it, and I thought to myself, let's never watch this. So here you go, Rem.
Well, I can say with reasonable confidence, after seeing the first episode 10 times speed, that Rokubu is some pedo shit.
Oh, 100%. I can tell you that without even watching it.
TQ, meanwhile, I don't know what kind of shit it is, but man, it's some whack-ass shit.
They're on the good shit, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It'll put you through the numbers, that's for certain.
I wish I could describe more, but really, it's just...
High-speed comedy with lots of slapsticks and gags that most of the time don't make sense, but let's be honest, that's okay. That's okay.
They make, like, a loose amount of sense. Like, it's not just pure random chaos. But
there's enough.
If you blink, it'll feel like random chaos.
Yeah, because there's setup and then almost immediate payoff, and then payoff.
Yeah, like
they
will
later.
Churn through the setup and punchline so fast.
Who needs prestige in this show? Am I right?
Oh my god,
my god! And you can see why I said this would be a nice and easy solution to get you to watch a sports anime, as well as make my job a lot fucking easier. Because if I had told you any of that shit at the front of this this episode, what would you have thought going in? Like, be honest. I just told you it was a slice of life comedy sports anime, and it was short form. That's all you needed to know, I feel like. And that maybe it was done by a big name studio.
I have nothing more to say.
You're done. You're finished.
Anytime I think more about TQ, I think I lose a few more brain cells just because it's look, it's not a mentally strenuous show, but it kind of is.
You're trying to process it, and it does just liquefy your innards.
It's like your brain, while watching, it's not that it makes your brain do anything difficult, right? You're not solving cryptic mysteries or something like that, or finding deep symbolism, but your brain does have to, like, sprint along to keep up.
You're getting slapped in the face repeatedly by the show. And eventually that's going to scramble your gray matter.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite character, Rem, at least?
No. No, I...
No, not even Yucatan?
I don't know which one that... I don't know their names, Sean.
Yucatan was the one-off joke in, like, episode 10 or 11 where... It was a lady from the Yucatan Peninsula, and that was it.
All right, cool. There's so much going on.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, hey.
I know who you're talking about now that you've said it.
Yeah.
But it took me a minute.
But you don't even remember any of the main characters' names? Just their aspects?
I don't think the show needs you to care about their names. Maybe in the second season their names become more relevant, all right? Who knows?
As somebody who watched 3 seasons of this as preparation for this show, it's about the same throughout, my guy. You get more characters in the second and third season, but that's about it. God. This is what I wanted, Rem. This is what I wanted. Nice, easy, straightforward. Any guesses on what the battle score for this show is? It might be a bit hard for you.
I think people will bounce off of this. I think...
In a good way or a bad way?
Not a great way. I think this is probably going to be, like, 6.5 is too low. 7 is too high. How do I feel about, like, the middle mark, 6.75-ish? I feel decent about that area.
6.75?
I will say, because I enjoyed it, I'll go to that halfway point and then go to 6.76.
Ooh. So you've given it a positive review overall, even though it completely completely broke you in a weird way that you weren't anticipating.
I think this was an enjoyable experience. I'm not quite sure. All right.
And maybe I'll have you sit down and watch the other seasons in your spare time, and you'll have to come back and tell us how you feel after that. We're not doing
it. It's undeniably better than Rokubu or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, no. I mean, I specifically chose one that was going to be bad. Right? Like,
it was an abomination upon God and man.
Yeah, no, it deserves to be forgotten. And that's the most press it's ever going to get ever again.
It really is like, hey, take a genre, make it short form so I can compare it to that genre, which I don't like. And then in my little science experiment, watch an iteration of that genre that's even worse that I don't like. In comparison, TQ, it's going to end up looking a lot better.
I don't know how I feel about your 10x speed genre methodology, Rem. I'm sure that's going to get some conflicting
emails. It was to test a hypothesis, and I think it was confirmed. TQ is just hyper-condensed slice of life.
I mean, yeah, in a lot of ways. Just with, you know, Looney Tunes physics and occasional Shibari, you know?
And some people might be saying, Remington, that's obvious. It's a short form. All short form is hyper-condensed. Ah, au contraire.
I disagree about that.
Some are like, hey, we have 2 minutes and we're going to tell a little 2-minute story. No, TQ tells a 20-minute story in 2 minutes.
And sometimes even less than that.
It's different. Yeah, it's a different animal, okay? It's a different creature, even though it sounds like it would just be the same.
Oh my god. Oh. Well, Rem, I can confirm that the MAL score for this one, only 27,000 people reviewed this show, Rem. Even back in 2012 when it first came out, not many people stateside were super interested in watching and reviewing it. Can't imagine why. But with those 27,000 ratings, TQ is sitting nice and pretty at 6.55.
Ah, so close.
So close, so close. Big name studio, but even that couldn't make it as popular as it is. And yet, it was popular enough to get 9 whole seasons. So, you know?
Yeah, like if it has 9 seasons. I don't know, people aren't rating it high, but they're watching.
I mean, to be fair, Rem, you did too. And it passed by in the blink of an eye.
Oh, so true.
Yeah, but no, between 2012 and 2017, it had 9 seasons.
Jesus.
So you can do the math on that if you like, but I'm spent, and I think you are as well. We'll have to do a little bit of aftercare and recovery for that, but, you know, I think that's all that's rewarded. So I suppose the final question is, Rem, is there any chance you'd want to watch any more TQ with me sometime?
Hey, man, doesn't hurt, but I need a recovery time, all right?
You need a recharge.
It's my mental refractory period.
Yeah, I just clicked on the 9th season, and there is, in fact, a thumbnail of a pervy girl getting attacked by a tiger. So, you know, the show maintains its speed throughout.
Yup.
So, with that in mind, thank you all so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. If you enjoy Sean really phoning it in for a short-form anime this week, then please head on over to wherever you get your podcast reviews and leave us one. They mean the world to us, and we do read every single one. And if that is not enough for you, you can head on over to twitch.tv/animeoutofcontext, where myself, Dylan, and Remington occasionally play video games very poorly, especially after the Halloween season, once we actually have time to do so. But if that is still not enough for you, you can head on over to patreon.com/animeoutofcontext, where you gain access to all kinds of lovely bonus material, including our lovely little stupid conversations and quiz takings we make before every single episode. Bet you didn't. Not all you knew that. On the Patreon, we have what we call pre-banters, and they're literally just me and Remington.
Yeah, what an episode to sell them on that.
I know. Hey, short form, you know? It's like our own short form episodes, Rem.
Hey, there you go.
Exactly. So if you want to see our short form content, where we just fuck around for a few minutes and warm up our comedy chops, then you can head on over to patreon.com/animeoutofcontext and also be thanked live on the podcast. So, Rem, who are we thanking this week?
Well, as always, I would like to send my regards to all of our bland bitch protagonists, as well as our magical girls, who we really appreciate. But moving on, we get to our yandere waifus, who, are making us into tiger meat, killing us via gorilla, and then bringing us back to life. Who the fuck knows? And on that list,
casual
we have...
Casual necromancy.
My name is First Now, bitch. Oops, sorry, I was just overly excited. You're not a bitch, please don't hurt me. Drunk Quetzalcoatl for Anime Out of Context mascot, says Miska, earnestly expecting praise and reward. Zombie Stomp, Xanax, Zayden, Zach Page. You think the weeb is your ally, but you merely adopt the weeb. I was born in it, molded by it. You are the best podcast ever, and I am a simp for Dylan's voice, aren't we all?
Nah.
Yandere Neko, Zax, Y Shone, Y Sean, When is the Forest Fairy 5 revisit? Weekly haiku about Papa Sean, chips, cola, hamsters, everything for Umaru-chan. Sean tries so hard, hashtag reviving the meme. I watch Eva and I'll write a poem every day for a month. Walk me home gently. Utah number one. Usopp voodoo, testicular torsion. Unhinged Prax admires your podcast. Dracoon Appreciation Society. Totally God's Angel. To the court of Dracula United Limited. Can a mascot join the family of mistreated monsters? Yeah, sure. Titan CNH, Thopternot King, ruler of Ornai. This cat's name is on hold, but his call is very important to me, says Miska as she reaches for a can of tuna. The villain behind glasses wants welcome Chidase revisit. The Susanator, the drums of liberation will save us from all hentai. The Capybara are hosting movie night in the Big Hole, sponsored by Red Robin. Yum. That guy that makes Remnant say cunt at least once a week. Thanks for being the best thing to listen to while working out. Y'all's mostly agreeable takes distract me just enough. Turban, Tattooed Weep, Swedish Weep, Super Zoo, Steve Celestino, Stacy's Mom, Snakey Pie, Science Secondary, Shoujo Addict, who doesn't need help, just more manga to read and anime to watch. Sean, I'm running out of MILF and puppy names that aren't spoilers, Rem needs to know. Seth Senju, Sugoi Dakai, that's what she said. See you, Space Cowboy, the White Swords Guy. Sawaris and I, Kimiwo, Shoujo, Nana, continue it, Sean, say it!
Can't. I can't. Can't. It just can't be done.
Royal Highness of Touch Me Not, Ross Palmer. Rest in peace, Bob Barker, the OG waifu. Everyone let out a doo-doo-doo-doo in remembrance. Rhiannon Williams, Rem uses the drums of liberation to free all weeps from bad anime. Rem loves the Big Hole. Rem doesn't completely hate my favorite shows. Rascal does not dream of the guy who changes his name every week. Rikuko Shinju review Copium, Professor Fox. Pro tips out of context, the best way to fight fat phobia is to tell people you've actually lost much more pounds after the diet. Pacwell Musico, Other McNutt. Oh no, I fucked my sister. Oops. Nitsaira, Nice Legs, Daisy Dukes, makes a man go do do do. Munch Makuchi, Makeka 7 Hirto, Mecha Zap, Macaroni Uchiha, love AOT and like the pod after 6 months of focused listening, Lonely Ginger Weeb, and I'll say it a couple more times, Lonely Ginger Weeb, Lonely Ginger Weeb, Link Joe Girl, lick my ass.
I feel like you're insulting me, but I know that's a person's name.
Link Joe Girl, lick my ass and call me Mikasa, Liam Dunn, Kara Chiha, Cassidy, Just Monica, more like Just Haruhi, Jax, Jam Hands, Jacob Iverson, I, Remington Chase, get reincarnated as a pair of panties that come out of a vending machine wandering the dungeon. Hunter Tain, Hunter Davies. Hey, Sean, let's do Full Metal Alchemist revisit. Hey, Rem, Portuguese word of the week. Acabara Minasides. Going down on Sean's grandma, Glenn Michael Dolan. George Edward Bottom, a.k.a. Beartrap, a.k.a. Lin-Manuel Miranda Personal Muse, a.k.a. Fratricide of Auto Top. P.S. Sean, get under my desk.
What?
Forget the honey trap, give me the bear trap. Farmer Weeb's baby face puts the baby in child soldier. Fantide, F-Bomb, Erica McCorkle, Elborn Quenyo, and Daniel Riot. Daddy Rem, will you kiss my weeaboo and make it better? Now Samantha calling Daddy Sean an accident is rude. Daddy Rem, tell me a bedtime story. Cryptid MILF, Creed 13, Country Fried Goth, here to remind you that you just lost the game. Cheese Monkey, cat girls are best girls, so give them cute little paws. Brockhart for Judo, say, let's go, Kalea Revan Para. Brennan's grandma slit is greater than Vaporeon, Big Blue Bear Boy, Burt B. Flem, Anime Out of Context ruined my happy sugar life, Amazing Muffin, Elise Howard, Alabama Weeb, with too many peaker stickers on my car every day is a driving risk, AJ Tunnels, I could smell a mile high, I'd have bigger shoes, if I could smell a mile high, I'd have bigger shoes, AJ Honey, Aisha Gudgy, Adaze, Aaron Heckland, and, Dot, and Gasp, Patreon Organization. Now we move on to the Boy Wizard tier, where everybody will be assigned an anime to watch at 10 times speed. And on that, we start with, what does Daddy Rem say to Mommy Sean? You gotta watch Nichijou at 10 times speed.
Oh god, that's, of all the anime!
Yep, Vincent Calabrese, you get Gintama.
I see the threat you're going down.
The Drew's Tire Cheese EP, you get Grand Blue Dreaming. The Canadian Anime Stoner, you are going to get the disastrous Life of Psyche K.
Oh god, why'd you have to bring that one up? People are going to want us to revisit that one again.
Shōrem Level 1, Dekido Anisekai, where a protag gets a gun with magical bullets. You get Full Metal Panic, Fumofu. Rowdy-O, you are going to watch Kaguya-sama, Love is War at 10 times speed. Roscop, Shin-chan. My cat is making sounds, don't worry about that. Rent a Girlfriend Revisit Now or make Rem watch some more Sword Art Online. You get Detroit Metal City.
Man, like, This whole bit is just going to make people be like, hey, why hasn't he shown Rem any of these shows yet? And I'm just like, oh boy.
Hey, thus far, it's like, it's going to be close to like 50% thus far. P.L. Bear, you get the big hole. You get Bochy the Rock. See? You seen that one? Nightshade Blade, you get the big hole. Monogatari is everything you guys say you want in an anime. This week, Monster Kills Humans. You are going to get FLCL. Mike Out is Overlord Review. You are going to get Great Teacher Onizuka. Miguel De Leon, you get Cromartie High School. Massimo Martelli, you are going to get Ranma half, 1/2. Latino just heard someone whisper, I want to eat your pancreas. You get Konosuba, which I'll be honest, watching on 10 times speed can only make it better. Kugor, you get Asobi Asobase. Kafka is My Mommy. You are going to get Azumanga Daio. Caden Kazelis, you are going to get Space Dandy. Aisha and Rollins have sexy dreams where Kirito and Remington are cheating on their lovers, Asuna and myself. You get The Devil is a Part-Timer. Happy birthday to Woo. Happy birthday to you, Woo. Happy early birthday, Sean. Pretty close.
Yeah, I'm amazed people remember, honestly.
Or on High School Host Club. Crimson Reapers, just because of the sides, you're going to get Spy Family. Carver 271, Daily Lives of High School Boys. Cameron Coates, you get Monthly Girls, Nozaki-kun. Blood Cell, not the bitch boy white ones, you are going to get Ghost Stories. That'll be a fucking trip.
Beethoven 1201. Like, my Christ.
Beethoven 1201, you get, haven't you heard? I'm Sakamoto. Animated Z, you get Hinamatsuri. All Father Changes from Weeks to Days, only 41 days until Banzai as of September 9th. You are going to get Silver Spoon. Now we move on to the inappropriate Joey Wheeler tier, where, Sean, what funny and original thing that's also relevant to TQ will we be doing?
Ah, man. Famous tennis players?
No, this is for the inappropriate Joey Wheeler, goddammit.
Oh, I see. Man, that's a tough question, my guy.
All right, where, you know, we gave recommendations for what to watch on 10 times speed, but for all of our inappropriate Joey Wheeler tears, I'm gonna give an anime, and Sean will have to give an entire synopsis of everything in it in less than 10 seconds.
Oh, God, okay, all right, I could probably do that. Yeah, okay, cool. I'm not terrified.
We start with piss. Nothing but piss everywhere. Piss over there, piss over here. What the fuck? I agree. What the fuck? You know, we're gonna start off nice and easy. Dragon Ball.
Monkey Kid Punch Thing Good.
All right. Hermione pegs Harry and Ron. You get Naruto Shippuden.
Ninja Dude comes back and, comes Hokage.
All right. Next, we got My Dear Old Mom. You are gonna get Striped Island Tiger Shimajiro.
Oh, fuck you. You know, it's the one where, some dudes are on an island. There's a cat. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. I just looked, like, at longest standing anime, and this is what's coming up. Blue Baron 15, you get One Piece.
Rubber Boy goes, but can't swim. That's everything.
And last but not least, we get Second to None. You are going to get what is apparently the anime with the single most episodes that Sean will condense perfectly, Mrs. Saze.
You know,
I would like you to summarize all 2,600 episodes in 10 seconds.
You know, with 10 seconds? 10 seconds, you said?
Yeah.
Lady likes horse, platonically.
Excuse me, you son of a bitch!
If I remember correctly, that's Sazae-san, and I think one of the covers is just her on a poorly drawn stick figure horse. I can't remember. I genuinely can't remember.
Apparently, Mrs. Sazae is the longest running anime television series in the world, which doesn't surprise me, because 2,600 episodes. Jesus fucking Christ.
My Christ. Yeah, I just looked it up myself. Apparently, the original manga run had went from 1946 to 1974. So
I knew I was in trouble on this list when One Piece was 16th. When One Piece was in 16th place, I was like, oh dear God.
Oh yeah, no, like One Piece is one of the longest running anime of all time.
It's a lot of like running. Yeah, it's a lot of like weirdly educational shit.
Yeah,
and then some random
gag,
some
manga,
random like actual ones.
Yeah. Like look, long running anime have a weird mixture of them. There's the long running shonen anime, which everybody knows, and then there's a bunch of random gag anime, and then there's a bunch of weird educational ones, and then there's a bunch of weird things that nobody's ever heard of. So you know, you throwing two random things at me that I've never properly heard of, is, you know, dick move to say the least, but I did my best, damn it.
Get cultured, you son of a bitch. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to reach out with us for a comment, question, feedback, or recommendation, you can tweet us at AnimeConPod on Twitter or send an email over onto animeoutofcontext@gmail.com.
Once again, guys, thank you all so much for tuning in. We love and appreciate you very, very much. And as always, don't fuck your sister.
Do-do-do-do.
Oh, it's a bit like Garfield.
All right, this is a difficult episode because my cum has melted through my ears.
Oh, you should just scoop some of that up and stick it on back in. Shouldn't be too hard, should it?
Oh, of course. silly me. It was equally a fever dream to watch Rokuboo on 10 times speed as it was to just fuck you normally.